Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Sherry Franke, the daughter of former YouTuber of the Eight Passengers show of Ruby Franke, is now speaking out. Sherry Franke, for the first time, revealing her story of what happened behind the walls of the home of Ruby Franke all those years ago, which really was not that far back, along with Jody Hildebrandt. What changed in life? How did things suddenly go from this 2 million plus following on YouTube to mom being in prison? Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, and someone who's also been following this for quite some time. The new book is out. I have not had a chance to read it fully, but I certainly have done the cliff notes. What's been your reaction to her coming out with these stories, her truth, her memoir of life growing up amongst Ruby Franke as a mom?
Well, first of all, I just so support this victim. I see her as a true victim. I see all those children as such victims, and I plan to buy the book and read the book. I just fully want to put my support behind her in the interviews I've seen and everything she's gone through. Really, I got to say, my heart has just really gone out to her and her brothers and sisters. I mean, it's clear that I think her story is going to be gut-wrenching. It's going to be sick. I mean, we've already heard about, you know, she's talked about her affair with a 40-year-old when she was only 18. I mean, this life in the world of, you know, the Latter-day Saints, which I'm very familiar with, did an investigation on just this type of activity in these, you know, this masculine-oriented type culture where women are not much more than just objects in some circles. And I think it's going to be heart-wrenching. I'm just so glad she broke free from most of it.
You took the safe road and said culture. I'll just call it a cult, which is kind of what it is. Are you, I mean, what one of the big things that stood out for me, and you just mentioned it, in this wasn't even necessarily the direct actions of Ruby Franke, but the repercussions of raising a child in the way that she did. And then the validation that that her daughter needed to find herself at 18 years old. She finds herself having an affair with a member of their church who was married. She's 18, he's 40. And mom and Jody are just kind of like, well, you know, what happens? That's disturbing. And it's really, I'm glad that she certainly got out of that and she found her way. But it's so sad that someone felt the need that this was the out. This was the better thing for herself outside of her mom.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine just not only what you would go through as a child, but watching your siblings, your young little siblings, be starved to death, be taped, be bonded? What I think that's what's so hard on a child is watching the siblings you have be treated so poorly too, and trying to protect them likely and you know, do what you can for them. The whole thing is just heart-wrenching. I mean, she's an absolute sadistic monster. Mm-hmm. She just is. Ruby Franke is. And there's absolutely no excuse, in my view, that can ever be given to her for what she did to her children.
Were you surprised by any of the allegations or anything new that came out from her daughter in the new book and what she said in some of the interviews?
No, I've only seen the interviews and the Cliff Notes, as you said. I have not read the book, but to support her, I'm going to buy that book.
Yeah.
No, I'm not surprised. You know, when you looked at the state of her son and her daughter that were, you know, in a sense rescued, if you will, one rescued himself, but nothing surprises me. I don't think anything was beyond what she was capable of doing to those children. They meant nothing to her, clearly. And, you know, people who abuse like that, you see it over and over, it's shocking what they're capable of doing to another human being. And that's her. That was her.
It was a big change, she says in the book, when Jody entered the picture. That was the big thing that she says really made mom into something completely different. Of course, we're talking about what Sherry is saying about Ruby Frankie. And it mean everything completely more sadistic punishments, things that were far worse than what she had been doing. And what she had been doing was not good to begin with, depriving her kids of food and places to sleep and just torturous type things that probably even violate the Geneva Convention for what we can do with prisoners, quite honestly. Calling her children evil and possessed, and then the connections route with Jody, somehow kind of intermingling weird religious beliefs to justify the horror treatment of the children. Was Ruby sucked into a cult with Jody? And if so, I mean, what was her role in that? People do find themselves falling into cults, but usually you've got to be somewhat prepped to fall into that, or you're already just kind of lying in wait and your mind is already, you know, just primed for the taking from somebody like a Jody.
Well, you know, my take on this is, as you alluded to, even during the eight passengers and a lot of those time frames, she was still using the same type of ploy, really mistreating her children. It was just at a lesser level. You know, you forget to pack your lunch. Good. You can starve. You know, you can go 8 hours without eating. Just one example. And to me, what happens is, Tony, and this happens in every kind of crime, whether it's murder, kidnapping, you know, child abuse, when you have a partner in crime, that's when you really get brave. That's when your notions become stronger and you become back one another in your actions and you become more bold in your criminal activity. That's just period, end of story. And I think that's really what happened, is she emboldened Ruby Frankie.
Yeah, because I think you look at it going, okay, who was the ringleader here? And I think ultimately it really looks like Jody was kind of pulling the strings, but Ruby was the keyboard and she was on and she was ready to go. Like, play me, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. And it's spooky to think about just what lengths she was able to go to. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.